WTAW News Time is 4 minutes after 8. It's 36 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. The week after next, the Bryan School Board will consider refinancing old bond issues that could save the district a total of nearly $5 million. Assistant Superintendent Amy Draws told the board last night what their bond representative has learned about recent enrollment at local charter schools.
Some debt things that some of the local charters had that showed that their total enrollment has been declining over the last several years. So that's a very positive for us. So that mainly it is what impact that they've had on us. And of course, the new one, we don't have any information at this point to provide because they have not been in our area.
Draw says bond companies will look favorably on the results of last October's special election, where voters supported increasing state funding by raising the property tax rate for maintenance and operations, which followed the school board lowering the tax rate on bonded indebtedness. Faculty members at Texas A&M could soon have less direct impact on the selection of academic leaders. Provost Carol Fierke told the Faculty Senate yesterday the Board of Regents at their next meeting will take action that faculty votes on selecting deans and department heads, among others, will become advisory and not mandatory.
I didn't start this policy change, and I did ask them for more time, so we would have more time to talk about how we could respond to it, but I was unsuccessful in getting that.
Dr. Fierke says one of the things that led the regents to taking away the mandatory faculty approval was faculty members rejecting 3 of 5 finalists for Dean of the College of Agriculture.
Certainly, there was a sense that the geoscience dean search was perhaps negatively. Now, again, I wasn't here for that one, so that's gossip. I have certainly had some deans tell me that there were things that they thought they should be doing that they didn't think they could do because they might get a negative vote. I've heard the same thing from department chairs.
Fierke says the proposed change to be considered by the regents when they meet in College Station February 7th through the 9th will also apply to A&M System agency deputy and associate directors. Local police are looking for suspects in a variety of recent crimes.
3 criminal reports taken by Bryan Police last Friday includes hearing about a semi driver with a company from Florida who quit and failed to return the trailer that contained $30,000 of food. The $15,000 semi and the trailer with the food were found the next day. 2 incidents took place at convenience stores. Bryan Police looking for a man who threatened a convenience store manager with a knife. This was last Friday at Ponzio's Food Mart on Highway 21. Manager told police a customer who was told to leave after trying to fight returned with the weapon. Suspect left when the manager called police. Bryan Police also looking for those who forced their way into a tobacco barn on North Texas last Friday morning around 5:30. An undisclosed list of items was taken. An armed robbery Saturday night at an East Bryan home is still under investigation. A 13-year-old victim in the house on Clark Street, located in the Castle Heights neighborhood off Highway 21 east of the freeway, told police 2 masked men had guns and took electronics. The rest of the family had left a short time before the robbery. In College Station, police received 8 reports of vehicle burglaries from 1 location last Thursday. All 8 vehicles were parked outside the service department at College Station Ford. According to CSPD, all the vehicles were unlocked, but nothing was missing. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Downed power lines were the cause of a grass fire yesterday afternoon in South College Station. No one was hurt and no structures were damaged, though some homes were threatened west of the intersection of Welburn Road and Barron Cutoff. The College Station Fire Department reported multiple agencies were called out, resulting in 35 firefighters and 17 vehicles from multiple departments being on the scene for the better part of 2 hours. About 10 acres were burned as firefighters dealt with northwest winds between 15 and 30 miles per hour. If you haven't already received your January power bill, be prepared for sticker shock. There are many who are wondering where they will come up with the money. The 211 call center, staffed by United Way of the Brazos Valley, can provide assistance.
211, if you just give them a call, they can help with different various resources that are available to help with utility assistance in town.
United Way Vice President Peggy Gaw says 211 operators can also direct callers to other assistance.
Just in case you have other issues that might come into play, like needing food pantry assistance, those types of things, they'll kind of talk through your issue with you and not only kind of give you some places to call for utilities, but also for other things as well.
The Brazos Valley's 211 service has received around 350,000 calls in its 15-year history. WTAW News Time is about 10 minutes after 8. It's 36 degrees. You can call or text us this morning at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. One more look at local headlines at 8:30, or you can always go to our website, WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Rebert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
As the Brazos Valley's largest supplier of metal building components, pipe, and steel, Pioneer stocks a complete line of metal building and carport packages, from structural framework like I-beam and square tubing to sheet metal, trim packages, roll-up doors, and insulation. Pioneer is your one-stop shop. Metal buildings and carports are Pioneer Steel's specialty. Pioneer Steel, Highway 21 East. Call 979-589-2333 or on the web at pioneerboys.com.
Since 1957, Slovacic Sausage in Snook has been making the best tasting sausage in Texas from the same family recipe. Slovacic is the official sausage of Texas A&M Athletics. Whether it's from the grill to the family gathering or from the pit to the neighborhood party, serve the sausage voted best in the Brazos Valley. Serve Slovacic. Be sure to come in and check out their full-service meat market, relax on the front porch, or grab some fresh kolaches from their bakery on your way out. Slovacic Sausage, Highway 60 in Snook.
Good morning. Let's check some weather. It's brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981. With two-way radios and paging service, call Skyline Communications, 775-2929.
High pressure should keep the weather sunny throughout the day, cool this morning. Temperatures will be mild this afternoon, anywhere from 60 to 65 degrees. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy conditions are likely. Overnight lows 35 to 40. Tomorrow, sunshine's with us throughout the day. We're 60 to 65. Clear tomorrow night, a low of 40. Sunny weather in the forecast Thursday. Highs Thursday afternoon should be very close to 65. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There you go. Kind of to expand on that story that we finished last hour with about teens being the happiest when they only spend a total of 1 hour a day.
60 minutes.
Playing games, video chatting, texting, whatever. Mm-hmm. Kids who got 1 to 2 hours of screen time were happier than kids who got more than that.
No.
So basically, the less screen time, yep, the happier your kids are.
Exactly. And they were also happier, though, the kids who got no screen time.
Okay.
So,
balance.
An hour. I mean,
yeah.
So your kids shouldn't spend too much time on their phone. Again, how's that going to work out for you?
Yeah.
But you also don't want to just cut them off completely.
Right.
If the internet is your kid's only way to socialize, then cutting them off is not good.
I wonder if there's a way as a parent, if you could rig up something on a phone that after like an hour, the Wi-Fi goes out or something.
Sure.
Yeah, I'm sure there are ways on certain phones, yeah, but
here's one other thing to do along with that, parents. Put your damn phone down, okay?
Oh, Scott.
Am I wrong?
Laying it down.
Yeah. I'm just saying.
Getting up on that
absolutely
soapbox.
Absolutely.
So everybody can see it.
You know, you're driving. Your spouse is sitting, yes, in the other side, in the passenger seat, looking at their phone, talking about, oh, you wouldn't believe the text. I just go, oh, look at that picture.
Yep.
Look,
get him, Scott.
Yes, yeah.
Get him.
And your kids are in the back seat, and you're going, no, you can't. No, you've exceeded your hour. You can't do that anymore.
Yeah.
Not fair. Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
It's good.
Back to the cats.
All right.
Cats. Got a cat story.
Okay, is it a good story? Is it any better than the last one?
Oh, yeah. Oh. This is the calico cat. All calico cats are female. I don't know if you knew that. Little known fact for you, Chelsea.
Oh, thank you.
So I was coming home one night, and I was living in Lower Greenville, okay, and this calico cat that I knew named Bijou had been attacked by this dog for long enough. I caught this cat riding this dog down the alley.
Whoa.
Like she was riding a horse.
All right.
You should have seen the look on that dog's face, and the look on the cat's face was even better.
Well, thank you for sharing. I appreciate that. Yeah.
Interesting. Finally got the best of the dog.
Once again, sometimes you can't get your phone out fast enough to be able to see something like that.
Yeah.
Well, I see during your news, once again, I have to admit I left the studio.
Yeah, I know. It's fine.
I know. Anyway, and somebody has opened the candy corn.
Oh, did they not know what it was?
Well, no, I think they did. I just, you know.
How do you not know what it is?
Yeah.
I mean, you never know.
Yeah. What's interesting.
There's some sheltered people that work up here.
So, I mean, and we had talked about it yesterday. Chelsea and I were discussing that it looked a little
old.
Like you're close to the edge.
Well, I
right?
bet it is.
Well, so I turned
I think Kat cleaned out her pantry.
Yeah. So I turned it over to see when the.
Zach laughed.
Expiration
he ate a moon
date.
Pie.
Yeah, that's true. Moon pie was delicious.
Why would you buy that? Why would you buy that many moon pies to begin with?
Right, good point. Good point.
I don't ask questions. I eat first, ask questions later.
And this is a double decker moon pie.
Yeah,
which meant there was, you know, like three cookies.
It wasn't chocolate though. It was vanilla.
Was it? Okay.
Yeah, that kind of put a little bit of a damper on it.
Didn't stop you.
I still ate it.
All right. Now that that might be something, Chelsea, where ice cream would help.
Oh. To mask the flavor of moon pie?
And you let it kind of melt into the moon pie.
Okay.
You could soften it up.
I don't know if I want a soggy moon pie.
What if you add candy corn to your ice cream? Just put it right there in the bowl, mix it in.
The definition of a fresh moon pie is one that's only 60 days old.
Oh, okay.
I'm just saying.
So I don't know. I don't think that one was fresh then.
Yeah. Well, again,
no.
You don't get them fresher than that. That's as good as it is.
Yeah.
But I turned over the bag of candied corn to see what the, you know,
was there a date?
Best if used by, yeah, May 18th.
May 18th?
Of this year.
Oh, the year doesn't matter.
Oh. All right. I always think it's funny.
Set you up for that one.
I always think, I always think it's funny whenever we end up getting rid of all the cans, the old cans and the. In the old the
expired
soda machine there.
Drink at your free soda.
Hashtag
expired.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, hopefully we get to the point where we're not buying that soda anymore. Wouldn't that make sense?
You
just
would think.
Buying that.
Maybe. Either that or it's canned. It'll last for like 50 years.
I know it will.
It's canned.
But now I tell you, you say that, but actually I hate to keep circling back to Kat on this, but because she's a sweet young lady, but she, you know, one day the Diet Coke machine was out, and this was before Mallory. Okay?
And you complained.
Yeah. Mallory, yes. Mallory likes Diet Cokes. She knows that
so she
Ben
keeps
likes
it
Diet
stocked.
Cokes. I like Diet Cokes. We have two buttons on the machine now that are Diet Cokes.
Yes, we do.
Probably won't run out. But there was a time when we did, and sometimes it would be days before it came back.
Oh, my heavens.
Imagine me coming in and getting in a bad mood. I can't imagine what happened.
Yeah.
I know.
Thank God that was before me.
That's right. So she got me some of these little slimline Diet Cokes, whatever they are. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a smaller can. And I just called them Cat Cokes. And I put them away in a cabinet here in the studio.
Yeah.
And so it was months ago, but we had a problem before Mallory again, and we didn't have any Diet Coke. So I got out a Cat Coke. And put some glass in, ice in some glass and poured the Coke in, and it was horrible.
Oh.
It was awful. And I looked at it, and it passed the expiration date. So, yes, it really can.
Well, yeah. I mean, it was. I think you realized you were finally drinking Diet Coke.
Okay.
And what it tastes like.
You think that's it?
It's bad.
Okay.
It's bad.
All right. Okay, so here we go. It's do's and don'ts for first dates.
All right.
Okay.
Now, you said you want to spout off on something.
And I have no doubt this is going to be on it. If they're looking at their phone...
Yeah.
If they're looking at their phone, if you're on a first date and they can't even put their phone down to have a conversation with you, a face-to-face conversation, no, it's over. I don't care.
I would agree with that.
Well, yeah. I mean, granted, if she's really, really hot, then maybe I'll. But most of the time, I won't.
Actually, that's not on this list.
What?
This has to do more with your actions.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, that's still an action.
It is.
Okay.
But that actually falls within our other story, which is the worst things you can do with a text.
Okay.
So, okay.
All right.
So. Here are the do's and don'ts. Do, talk about travel, not movies. A study by Richard Wiseman found that talking about movies gives you a 9% chance of a second date. Less than a 9% chance, in fact,
really?
Of a second date. But talking about travel gave participants an 18% chance to meet again.
Okay.
The reason is that men and women typically have different movie tastes.
Right.
True.
I can see that.
Talk and about travel, you got a better shot.
I would say travel is more of an accomplishment, like saying, oh, yeah, I traveled to such and such,
sure.
as opposed to, yeah, I sat down on the couch last night and watched a movie.
Tango and Cash.
Yeah, which is an amazing movie, by the way. If a girl tells me she likes Tango and Cash, I'm going to marry her right on the spot.
See, wouldn't it be perfect?
Zach gets down on one knee immediately.
Wouldn't it be perfect if you went, hey, I drove to Centerville and I watched Tango and Cash.
There you go.
So you perfect. Travel movie, bam.
Okay. throw the ball back into their court. Talking about yourself the entire date isn't ideal, but staying quiet is just as bad.
Oh, right. Yeah.
When your date asks you a question, give your two cents and then redirect the conversation back.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Definitely.
All right. Sets up, you know, smooth conversation mm-hmm. stuff. If you don't, Chelsea starts singing.
Yeah, and nobody wants when that.
When there's silence, she starts singing.
True. I do hum.
I know you do.
Mm-hmm.
Share secrets. Share secrets.
On the first date?
Arthur Arne, who is a New York psychologist, came up with a set of questions to speed up the getting to know you process. Those included, before making a phone call, do you ever rehearse what you're going to say?
I haven't in a really long time.
And why? So. And would you like to be famous? Okay. These are the questions they're asking. So, I got it?
Oh, okay. Those are questions. I thought you were asking us that.
No.
How is
no,
that
no.
a secret? Would you like to be famous? Are there a lot of people out there going to say no?
Well, I don't know.
I bet a lot of people don't want to be famous.
I think that's true. Sure. Yeah. I think that's true. Yep. And
but I don't know if it's a secret.
Well, and then the follow-up, famous in what way?
Okay. Sex tape.
Right. When did
that's a secret.
Oh, my gosh.
When did you last?
Zach just fell out of his chair.
I was putting my phone down. I was not expecting you to say that. So
we almost had a promo, right?
Yeah, almost did. Almost.
When was the last time you cried in front of another person?
Oh, Lord.
When was the last time?
So it's just more intimate questions.
Exactly.
Maybe not like, hey, have you ever killed somebody?
You don't need to be sharing some of the stuff on a first date. That's all I'm saying. Save the crazy for like the third or fourth.
Not the crazy.
When in doubt, go for the conversational topic. Don't worry about rocking the boat. Instead, about talking about news, behavioral researcher David Airey says, dive straight in and ask a question that would be revealing. Okay?
Okay.
So we'll see. Do you like beer, for instance?
That's revealing.
I used to love beer,
but I had to stop.
I just couldn't quit it.
When the back of the bed of my truck filled up with empties, I had to quit. Yeah. According to OkCupid's research, asking your date if they like the taste of beer would give you a good indication as to whether or not you do have a long-term relationship opportunity.
What?
I'm just saying.
I like to say mysterious, very open-ended riddles.
Okay, this
like the crow flies at midnight, but the scarecrow sees in the day.
This is why we're single.
Boom.
Okay.
Riddle me that
one. We've never made it past a first date. Because we're not following these rules.
Now I'm scared to go into the don'ts.
Let's do the don'ts. Yeah. Let's see how many we've done.
Okay, over-complimenting your date. Why would someone like you be interested in someone like me when you can have anyone you want?
Who says that?
It's
like being derogatory to yourself.
But
don't do that.
But there are people to do. So that's why they're saying that.
Right.
Okay. Knock back a compliment. If your date pays you a compliment, take it. Telling them that it took you an hour to fit into your jeans can come across as kind of self-sabotage. Be embarrassed. Don't sabotage yourself. Just say thank you.
I broke a sweat earlier trying to squeeze into my skinny jeans.
I got out of the shower after a snot rocket in the shower. Yeah.
Okay. We're going to have to wait a second.
I had a really good one the other day, Zach, and I thought of you.
You had a really good snot rocket the other day. You thought of me. Thank you so much for that. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Peel the cabbage, don't stab it.
The cabbage. That's like one of Zach's riddles that
It means don't just go jumping in with the hard questions.
Exactly. According to the dating website.
We were talking about secrets earlier.
According to the website eHarmony, getting to know someone is a process. This is a don't, though, okay? Don't peel the cabbage.
Oh.
Maybe you've been peeling the cabbage.
Stop peeling it. Just stab it.
Well, if you start getting too aggressive, start asking questions, like, right off the bat, like, what are your thoughts on,
death
penalty? Hi, nice to meet you. My name's Zach. Do you believe in the death penalty?
Do you believe in lethal injection? I like to watch it.
How did both of y'all go there? Amazing. Okay, one more. These are don'ts. One word. Overshare. I think we all know.
So we got to stab the cabbage, but you're also not allowed to overshare.
And sharing secrets, but don't overshare. Yeah. So I
can or can't talk about snot rockets. I still need a definitive answer.
And finally, one we can all understand, don't get clingy, okay?
Oh, stage five.
Page five?
No, stage five. Plinger.
Okay.
Yeah, it's from a movie.
Oh, sorry.
I'm not supposed to talk about movies.
No.
There are so many rules.
This was a first date. You're already out.
Sorry. Man.
What are we going to do?
Check,
you're right.
Please.
Yeah, luckily you guys have kept me around long enough.
Okay.
I appreciate it.
Oh, all right. Whew.
Did you anyone else sweating for that segment?
I'm laughing. But yeah. Okay. Anyway, let me see. Did you know the ducks? We're changing the topic.
Yeah, we're going away from that now.
Okay, there we go. Ducks quack in different accents depending on where they're from.
What?
Yep.
Who broke
I've
that?
I've heard about this, I think, with cows.
Okay.
They moo in different accents depending on where they're from.
I think we talked about that once.
Okay. So ducks, too?
Who researched this?
Who wrote this? I don't know. Somebody, you know.
A quackologist?
Yeah. I mean,
it sounds like something out of The Onion. I'm sorry. That sounds made up.
I totally believe it.
But the deal is, have you done extensive research on ducks? Would you know?
Yeah.
I've never met a British duck, no, so I don't know.
Well, no, I don't know.
Or one from the Midwest.
Like regions in the United States.
I don't know that they're even saying outside the United States.
Okay.
I think they might be saying that
I will
could
say,
be within the United States.
The ducks in New York sounded a little bit different than our ducks here in Texas.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. They're bigger, too. Yeah.
Quentin, like the mafia ducks. So.
Yeah. Quentin Tarantino's first job in Hollywood was as an Elvis impersonator on an episode of The Golden Girls in 1988.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Ray Romano was originally cast in the 1990 sitcom News Radio, but was fired before the plot when the producers, started because the producers decided they wanted to take the actor or the character in a different direction. After an actor named Greg Lee replaced him, he was also fired, and that's when Joe Rogan got the part.
Oh no.
So Ray Romano.
Yeah. Oh, no.
You get that? This is kind of date-ish, I guess. A psychological phenomenon called the pratfall effect says that if someone finds you attractive, doing something embarrassing makes you more attractive.
Clumsy.
Okay.
So just saying. I mean, you know, maybe an opportunity for you.
As long as you don't, like, take half a shelf down with you and ruin all my stuff.
Dayhill, a Xerox company, is the leader in business solutions for over 20 years. We're more than just copiers. Let the Dayhill team help you create document and content management in a safe and secure environment that will store and retrieve your important data quickly. Whether you're looking for copy equipment, managed print services, IT solutions, or fax and scan services, let the local Dayhill sales team help you find the perfect solution with our Dayhill 360 assessment. Local service, local sales, local knowledge is Dayhill's customer service commitment to you. Contact Dayhill locally today, 774-2200 or at dayhill.com.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. A frog is getting its day in court. The Supreme Court has agreed to hear a bid by timber company Weyerhaeuser seeking to limit the federal government's power to designate private land as protected habitat for endangered species in a case involving the dusky gopher frog. Weyerhaeuser harvests timber on the Louisiana land in question and is backed in the case by business groups. Media mogul Rupert Murdoch, whose company owns the Wall Street Journal, Fox News, the New York Post, and other media properties, says Facebook should pay fees to trusted news producers for their content. Facebook said last week it will boost news sources that its users rank as most trustworthy, while shrinking the percentage of news posts overall in users' news feeds. You may think you're safe online, but a new report from Symantec finds hackers have stolen $172 billion from 978 people in just the past year. On Wall Street, futures this morning are mixed. That's Your Money Now.
I have some auditing and forecasting for you two robo-accountants. Can you have it done Friday?
We never sleep, Mike.
Or take breaks, or sick days.
It's official. Robots have entered the world of accounting, and certified management accountants have mastered the 11 most critical practice areas in business, which means they'll be the ones calling the shots.
So then you'll have it done Wednesday.
No, Friday.
We need a couple of days to get in the zone.
Friday.
The CMA certification. You've got to earn it. Visit CMAcertification.org for details.
Stocks are soaring, and construction spending across America has been on the rise. If you've been waiting to build, the time is now. Whether you want to expand your business or you want to build a new garage, call General Steel today. Our metal buildings are custom designed for your needs. For example, a 40 by 60 is a great space for an auto shop or a three-car garage. And if you call General Steel today, it's on sale now for under $25,000. Call 866-95-STEEL. 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-957-8335.
Whether you have a swimming pool or looking to build one, trust the Pool Guy. With a large professional staff, the Pool Guy can properly maintain your swimming pool, saving you time and money. The Pool Guy is the only local service center trusted by all major manufacturers to service their products. Any pool repair, large or small, the Pool Guy's experienced technicians can handle it. For pool supplies, toys, and free water testing, visit the pool store. Trust the experience of the Pool Guy to ensure your pool construction and maintenance is done right. Call 575-6200 for the Pool Guy.
If you believe, as I do, that the internet, especially social media, is a dangerous place for our kids, then you'll welcome the help coming your way from a new web browser. Kim Commando with your Monday Consumer Tech Update. It's called the Scout Browser, and it's specifically designed to allow parents to monitor what their kids do online and the websites they visit in real time, not after the damage is done. The Scout Browser was created by a London-based smartphone company named Sandtalk. They market a children's smartphone design with child safety in mind. With the Scout web browser, parents can now instantly stop inappropriate searches. You can also schedule how much screen time the kids get each day and even turn the phone off remotely. Naturally, a small chorus is already questioning if the software is too intrusive. But here in the real world, where we struggle with protecting our kids from a wave of filth and dangers online, the software is a welcome tool. No word yet on its cost, but the child's smartphone is $200. I'm Kim Commando.
Why just listen to the Kim Commando Show when there's so much more? Why not watch the whole show in high definition on your phone, tablet, or television?
This is so cool because you're so nice.
Or download the podcast in crystal clear digital audio. Watch or listen on your schedule, driving, exercising, or relaxing.
I have been following you for years, and you've made me pretty much a genius.
But Kim's Club is so much more. You also get security and data breach alerts, priority calling into the Kim Commando Show.
My favorite digital goddess. I'm so glad I get to talk to you.
And Kim's Club offers discounts for everyone over 50, former and current military, and all service personnel. It's never been more affordable to be a Kim's Club member. So stay up to date the easy and fun way. Because these days, you can't know too much about technology.
And it's like, you're our friend on the radio, and I just think it's awesome.
Go now to club.commando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O, club.commando.com.
WTAW News Time is 8:32. It's 36 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Signature Care Emergency Center. For medical care and emergency room needs, your care is our signature. Visit ercare24.com. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. In less than 3 weeks, the Texas A&M System Board of Regents will take action on changing how faculty members can contribute to the selection of department heads, deans, and other academic leaders. That was the primary topic at yesterday's meeting of the A&M Faculty Senate.
The yes-no votes that we take, we can still take them, but they will be advisory, not mandatory votes.
Provost Carol Fierke says the changes are coming from the regents in part because of how the faculty eliminated three candidates from the search for the next Dean of College of Agriculture.
There were five candidates and 20% of the ag faculty voted and knocked out three of the five candidates. So I think that that was a defining moment.
Fierke also said a recommendation for the next ag school dean is also expected to be considered when the regents meet February 7th through the 9th in College Station. Enrollment in local charter schools is going down. That was among the statements at last night's Bryan School Board meeting as the governing body prepares the week after next to consider refinancing old bonds at a lower interest rate. Assistant Superintendent Amy Draws said bond companies consider charter school enrollment and debt load along with what's happening in Bryan ISD.
I mean, it's different for public schools these days right now because, you know, as they do come in, we are looking at, you know, how we can achieve additional revenue, and that's with a TRE, which we were successful with, and student enrollment. So I'm looking at both of those. They wanted to know how we were preparing for that.
The week after next, the Bryan Board will vote on bond refinancing that could save the district almost $5 million. Multiple agencies assisted College Station firefighters with a wildfire yesterday afternoon. CSFD reports homes were threatened west of Welburn Road near Barron Cutoff, but none were damaged and no injuries were reported. The cause of the fire, which burned 10 acres, were downed power lines. 35 firefighters and 17 vehicles were on the scene for around 90 minutes. Calls being made to the local 211 information service that's provided through donations to United Way of the Brazos Valley includes those having to choose between paying higher power bills and other expenses.
Sometimes the resources run out for utilities or rent assistance or those types of things, so we try to offer other opportunities for them to call and maybe get help. Go ahead and pay that utility bill, but then get help in other areas.
United Way Vice President Peggy Goss says 211 operators can direct callers to agencies that provide utility and food assistance, among other areas. WTAW News Time is 8:35. It's 36 degrees. Call or text us at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Signature Care Emergency Center. More news anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
When you or your loved ones need emergency medical care fast, remember Signature Care Emergency Centers. We're available 24 hours a day to deliver on-demand and the most reliable care for you. Our experienced nurses and board-certified physicians have years of unmatched experience. Our state-of-the-art facilities will get you the most effective treatment, period. Plus, we accept all major private insurance carriers for your convenience. For more, call 213-5728 or click ercare24.com. Signature Care Emergency Center, located on Texas Avenue South, across from Kohl's.
Save the date and join Hospice Brazos Valley on Saturday, February 17th for Hospice Happening 2018, a salute to those who serve. Join us in honoring veterans while supporting Hospice Brazos Valley. Enjoy dinner and dancing to music performed by Texas Unlimited Band. Try your luck at casino gaming tables and a silent auction. Experience an evening of fun at Brazos County Expo and support Hospice Brazos Valley's mission of providing quality end-of-life care to our community. For more information, visit hospicebrazosvalley.org. A salute to those who serve.
Good morning. It's 8:36. Let's check some weather. It's brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
The day off to a cool start, but plenty of sunshine will help temperatures recover today. They should be able to climb back to about 60 to 65 later this afternoon. It'll be clear to partly cloudy overnight, lows dropping back to 35 to 40. Tomorrow we'll have sunshine. Temperatures will return to 60 to 65 tomorrow afternoon. It's clear tomorrow night, lows will be around 40. Looking ahead to Thursday, we'll see abundant sunshine, and we're slightly milder. Highs Thursday afternoon near 65. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Well, there you go. It's time to talk about stuff that's going on at the chamber. And Kate's here this morning. The weather's much better today, isn't it?
It is much better this week than last week.
Okay, guys.
Yes.
She actually got up to watch the...
I'm sure she
did.
Oh,
wow. Yeah.
She's a true fan.
That's dedication.
It started at like 7:20. It wasn't that.
The theme for the 2016 Academy Awards will be We All Dream in Gold.
Oh, never mind.
We all dream.
No, that's 2016.
Oh.
I thought it was 2018.
Man, you're 2 years off.
I know, Scott.
What
can I say? So, wait, I have the nominees here someplace. All right, so you said you've seen all of the movies for Best Picture.
Wow.
Okay, so here's what they are, and then we'll get Kate's choice.
Okay.
Actually, we'll let you give... Two choices.
Okay, well, then I can do the one I think, but then the one that I think
there you go.
Okay.
So here they are, and you know, you guys chime in at the end of the list if you've seen any of these.
All right.
Just in case. Call Me By Your Name, Darkest Hour, Dunkirk, Get Out, Lady Bird, Phantom Thread, The Post, The Shape of Water, and Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri. So the one that you like.
My favorite was Call Me By Your Name.
Okay. And that's kind of about what?
It's a, kind of a coming-of-age story set in Italy.
Okay. So. And so which one do you think will win?
Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri.
Yeah, they've won so much already.
But again, Lady Bird, everybody who I've talked to, it's kind of a female empowerment movie,
it
right?
It is. Yeah. And what was really exciting is that Greta Gerwig got a nomination for Best Director.
Oh, so that's good. She's the one who, did that. All right, lead actor. I don't know these people. Timothy Chalamet, is that his name?
Chalamet.
Sure.
Yeah, Chalamet, okay. Daniel Day-Lewis, I do know him.
He's
weird, but anyway. Yeah. Daniel
Kaluuya?
Yeah, that's the one. Gary Oldman and Denzel Washington.
I think
we know him.
Gary Oldman's going to run
I think Gary Oldman should, too.
He plays, in Darkest Hour, he plays Churchill, right?
Yeah.
Okay,
and just a transformation, too, that he has to make from that to that role. From
and
what
it's basically just him talking for two straight hours, so he kind of deserves
it. Wow.
Yes. Sounds fun.
So, okay, now you said Denzel Washington. Did you have something you wanted to share about him?
No.
Okay.
It's cool, Denzel
we just
Washington.
Know who he is.
That's right. Lead actress, Sally Hawkins, Shape of Water, Frances McDormand. Again, probably three billboards. Margot Robbie for I, Tanya. The one about
Tanya
Harding.
She's fantastic.
I'm telling you, it's coming out.
It's about Tanya Harding.
It's got a lot of really good reviews.
It's done really, really cool. It's almost like a pseudo documentary where the actors are talking to the screen.
They break the third person.
And they'll break the fourth wall.
So that too.
They'll turn into the middle of the scene. They'll just turn and look at the camera and say, "This isn't how it happened." And then they'll redo stuff.
Oh, interesting!
I like it when they do that.
That's kind of fun. Okay, Kevin Spacey used to do that in House of Cards in the beginning. He'd be in the scene and then he'd turn around and look at the camera. It's kind of fun. Saoirse Ronan from Lady Bird, is that her name?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and Meryl Streep from The Post. So, what do you think there?
Frances McDormand's gonna win
again.
But she made that movie. I have several feelings about Three Billboards Outside of Ebbing, Missouri, but we won't get into that.
Okay, but I like her. I've liked her for a long time.
She's amazing.
Fargo?
Fargo, of course. She's done some really, really good stuff. And that's it.
I need to try to see some of those.
Yeah, if you haven't seen Lady Bird was fantastic.
Okay.
Yeah. It's a little bit of a comedy, and the Academy doesn't necessarily pick comedies to win.
Oh, because they're all stuffy. So.
Yeah, they are. All right, let me see.
I've only seen Get Out was the only one that I'd seen out of that list.
Okay.
Yeah.
So. Chelsea, you haven't seen any of them?
Nope. Right? Yeah, okay. I'm over. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, me too. let me see. Okay. I'll find the Razzies list. In the meantime, why don't you do what you're supposed to be doing here, and then just tell us what's going on at the Chamber.
Well, tomorrow is an exciting day for the Chamber of Commerce. We have our Economic Outlook Conference. It's at the Hilton College Station, and it's sponsored by Wells Fargo. We have over 500 attendees at this conference this year, so it's going to be big.
Yeah.
If you haven't bought your ticket yet, we do have a few more available, and we will take a couple walk-ups at the door. But if you know you're coming, go ahead and give us a call today so we can get you on the list.
Mm-hmm.
And then also Friday is the deadline for our Community Impact Award nominations. This awards program is sponsored by Texas A&M Procurement Services. And the Community Impact Awards recognize HUB-certified businesses. So these are businesses that are minority-owned. And the qualifications for that are if you are Hispanic, African-American, Asian, American Indian, women, and or service-disabled veteran business owner. So if you know someone in the community who fits that criteria, go ahead and nominate them for the award. We would love to recognize them and their contribution to Bryan College Station. At the end of January, we're going to have a new member orientation that's sponsored by ABC Home and Commercial Services. It's Monday, January 29th from 3:30 to 5, and it will be held at the Chamber of Commerce. This is open to new, prospective, and current chamber memberships who are just looking to learn more about their membership, what it is the chamber does, and how you can get involved in this area. And then also, we'll have a Glenn Shepherd seminar on Tuesday, February 6th from 9 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. at the Hilton College Station. And the focus of this year's seminar will be how to supervise people and lead a team. So if you're looking to take your management skills to the next level, Glenn Shepherd will be coming in and kind of showing you the best tips for success and how you can manage your team and improve the quality of your business. Also, save the date for Taste of Aggieland. That's coming up at the end of February on Tuesday, February 20th. Our new sponsor for this year is Taste of BCS, so we're really excited to be partnering with them and their restaurants for this event. We'll have over 30 restaurants in the Bryan College Station area come out to the expo. All you can eat from all of these restaurants, so come and eat at the expo. We're excited about that one. And then our next business after hours will be Watercrest at Bryan on Thursday, February 15th. And like always, this event is free to attend. Bring your business cards and come on out to business after hours.
And if they want some more information,
you can visit bcschamber.org or give us a call at 979-260-5200.
Did I interrupt you? Did you need to do
that? We have two more ribbon cuttings.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
Go ahead.
We have one today for Jiffy Lube. It's the brand new location out in Tower Point.
Mm-hmm.
Rumor has it they may be giving away some gift cards or free oil changes. So come on out and celebrate Jiffy Lube and all the exciting things that are going on in Tower Point. And then on Friday, we'll have a ribbon cutting for Symmetria Recovery. They're located across the street from the Med, and that ribbon cutting will be at 11:30 a.m.
Okay, there we go. And all right, so here we go. These are the Razzies, and I'm just going to give you these are the worst ones.
Okay.
And, all right. So worst picture, Baywatch, The Emoji Movie, 50 Shades Darker, The Mummy, Transformers, The Last Night.
Okay.
See any of those?
No.
I don't think
no.
I saw
you sure,
any of those.
Zach, you sure?
I'm pretty sure.
Two.
I've seen a lot of bad movies.
Emoji movie? No?
No, I haven't seen it. I didn't
no,
even know what
remember?
It was. I thought it was Pixels for
yeah,
a while.
Yeah, okay. He really screwed
Adam
that
Sandler
one up
was in
the
it.
Other day.
Okay, worst actress, Katherine Heigl.
Oh.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I believe that.
And,
I've seen Grey's Anatomy.
Okay, Dakota Johnson. Dakota Johnson.
Wow.
Jennifer Lawrence.
Oh, wow.
In what?
Mother.
Oh, man. Oh.
Tyler Perry and Emma Watson. Wow.
Was Tyler Perry dressed up as a woman, or was this?
It's Media Halloween.
Medea.
Medea, that too. Okay.
Medea.
Yeah.
Medea.
That three.
Worst actor, Tom Cruise in The Mummy. Johnny Depp in Pirates of the Caribbean.
Mm. Wow.
Jamie Dornan in 50 Shades Darker. So the actor and the actress
here.
And the movie. Wow. Zac Efron for Baywatch and Mark Wahlberg for Daddy's Home 2 and Transformers.
Oh,
the
oh, wow. Yikes, Marky Mark.
You got know what? He doesn't care. He's got so much money.
So
he
much
does
money.
Not care.
Got the
so
twofer.
Much money, he's giving it away because he's getting paid too
You're
much.
You're right. Worst remake, ripoff, or sequel, Baywatch.
Mm.
Boo, that girl's Halloween.
Yeah.
Medea.
Yeah. Say it any way you want to. 50 Shades Darker, The Mummy, and Transformers The Last Night.
Okay.
So there we go. Those are the
All right.
Those are the Razzies. And
glad I hadn't seen any of those, too.
Yeah, exactly. So you got that
not thing. Wasting my time on bad or good movies.
Yeah. Every Tuesday, we visit with the folks at the Chamber, and we find out about movies from Kate. Thanks for being with us this morning.
Thank you.
Our community interview paid for by Margaret Meese, candidate for District Clerk of Brazos County. Vote Meese.com. Early voting starts February 20th.
The Brazos County District Clerk's Office is probably best known by the general public for the summoning of jurors. Did you also know that the District Clerk is responsible for preserving evidence, records retention, maintaining legislative relationships, and so much more? Hi, this is Margaret Meese, candidate for Brazos County District Clerk. The Clerk's Office has other far-ranging duties and plays a key role in the day-to-day operation of our county government. Please elect me as your new Brazos County District Clerk.
Political ad paid for by Margaret Meese.
Texas Regional Eye Center is Aggieland's exclusive home for LASIK vision correction. And now for a limited time, you can save up to $760 on all laser LASIK. Financing is available with nothing down and $180 for 24 months. Call Texas Regional Eye Center today at 774-0498 or visit texasregionaleye.com. Save over $700 on LASIK. Available in Aggieland, only at Texas Regional Eye Center.
Give your truck authority. Texas Truck Riggins will help you hook up your rig the way you want it.
Looking for the perfect gift? Stop by Texas Truck Riggins for a gift certificate. They have everything to spruce up your truck or SUV. From grill guards, toolboxes, and spray-in bed liners to diesel performance chips, headache racks, step bars, and powder coating. The perfect gift is a gift certificate from Texas Truck Riggins.
Visit Texas Truck Riggins on South College Street across from the Lake of the Bryan Municipal Golf Course. Find us on Facebook or visit us at txtruckriggins.com.
Save the date and join Hospice Brazos Valley on Saturday, February 17th for Hospice Happening 2018, a salute to those who serve. Join us in honoring veterans while supporting Hospice Brazos Valley. Enjoy dinner and dancing to music performed by Texas Unlimited Band. Try your luck at casino gaming tables and a silent auction. Experience an evening of fun at Brazos County Expo and support Hospice Brazos Valley's mission of providing quality end-of-life care to our community. For more information, visit hospicebrazosvalley.org. A salute to those who serve.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's 8:48. Have you entered into your chance to win the $5,000 toward the purchase of a new roof, courtesy of the brand new Aggieland Roofing? Go to our website, WTAW.com. Do that right now, and we'll give that away in February.
Raise the roof. Whoop, whoop.
Hey, sometimes frozen poop really does fall out of the sky.
Yes.
Villagers in India saw something fall from the sky, heard a loud bang. They went to investigate. This is where it really gets yucky.
Mm.
They thought it was an alien rock.
Oh.
Or part of an asteroid.
Mm.
So they took it home and put it in their freezer so it wouldn't melt.
Oh.
Yeah. Unfortunately for them, the Indian Meteorological Department determined that the frozen rock was actually a frozen clump of
What happens if that lands on somebody's house or their head or something?
Well, it could kill them if it landed on their head. It could bust a hole in their roof. That's happened. We've had stories about that. One resident said villagers who kept it inside their refrigerators were, quote, disappointed and are now busy cleaning their houses.
Oh, I was hoping it didn't melt or anything.
Yeah, well, in the fridge, it did.
Oh.
Here's the deal. Although airplane toilets are emptied on the ground, sometimes ice and waste form around the overflow outlet, turning to ice and falling off. Airlines can be fined if their plane is caught releasing that while they're in the air.
I was just expecting it to land on some little island somewhere and people start worshiping it and like it's some kind of deity come from the sky.
Sure,
it did.
It came from the sky, no doubt. So a couple in Michigan who won the lottery three times in a row.
What? That's not even fair.
I know. You talk about blowing the stats for the rest of us. Karma to thank. Stephen and Donna Stone of Marion, Michigan, won their first lottery on New Year's Eve with the club Keno ticket that they bought at a local Shell gas station. Ticket was a $5,000 winner. The next day, they bought five more scratch-offs, and every single one was a winner.
Wow.
These people are blowing the stats out of the water. Their luck continued a few days later when they bought another ticket and won $5,000. Steve says, I was like, this ain't real. He said, I was fainting.
Fainting.
All the good things we've done, I felt like it was karma. All right, way to go, Steve. Pat yourself on the back, buddy.
Good for you for being a good person, Steve.
Steve says that he used some of the winnings to buy furniture for a burglary victim they met. That's
nice. Oh, yeah, cool.
And he also donated money to St. Jude's.
All right, I take it back, Steve. I'm sorry.
Steve, you may be okay.
Steve's a good guy. He's good people.
Good job, Steve.
Good job, Steve.
Hey.
Yes, sir, you're talking about hometowns.
Yep.
My dad was living up in San Angelo at the time when he was born, and he was named after Ballinger. It's also named after Brian, which my grandfather was very, loved those towns, loved the people and everything. He's got a Jack, Joe, Jim, and Bill for brothers, and he's Ballinger Brian.
Yeah.
Okay.
Interesting. BB.
Kind of works well. John Cena, you know who he is.
Yes, and you said his name right again.
John Cena.
Two in a row. Reportedly in talks to star in Paramount's upcoming Duke Nukem movie.
Okay? Oh, yeah.
Based on the popular video.
Yeah.
In the video game, and there are 19 of them, Duke is a muscular, cigar-chomping, politically incorrect space marine who always wears Ray-Bans and sports a flat-top haircut.
Sounds just like John Cena.
And he fights aliens to save Earth by using enormous physical strength and his expertise in firearms.
Yeah.
I'm probably going to pass on that one, but hey.
I think that sounds amazing.
All righty.
You're just not the demo for that.
Yeah.
Ryan Reynolds doing a live-action movie based on the board game Clue.
Oh, okay.
Now, this happened in 1985, by the way.
Yeah, with Tim Curry. Yeah.
That's right. Madeline Kahn, Christopher Lloyd. And they made different endings.
Oh.
As I recall, they made five different endings.
Okay.
So that each time, because if you've played the game of Clue, trying to figure out who committed it and how and where.
I love the game. I never did see the movie.
So they did, and they made five different versions, so depending on, I guess, the movie theater or part of the country. All right, National Pie Day. We told you about this, so here we go. Here's our eight favorite kinds.
I love pie.
Number one's apple. Number two's pumpkin. Number three is chocolate. Number four is pecan, even though people don't know how to pronounce it.
Yeah.
Number five is cherry. Number six is lemon meringue.
Where's sweet tater?
That's not in there.
What?
Strawberry in at number seven, and number eight is blueberry.
Sweet potato pie did not make it. Wow.
That doesn't surprise me at all.
Well,
who eats sweet potato pie? People in a very specific region.
44% of the people buy it from a store.
Oh, yeah.
30% buy the crust and make the filling.
Yeah, 26%, I see that. Crust is hard.
Yep, 26% go from scratch.
Like Sarah Huckabee Sanders.
That number's getting lower.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. So now you were going to tell us an East Texas story.
Oh, yes. So I've got a buddy who is getting married in March, and we're all from Tyler originally. We all grew up together. So the wedding's going to be in Tyler, and I went back this past weekend. So I said, sure, I'll go to Men's Warehouse and get fitted.
Sure.
And the Men's Warehouse in Tyler happens to be there at the mall. Went in, and as I'm walking up to the door, this kid, I don't know if he was the groom or if he was with another wedding party, opens up the door so he can spit out his tobacco right there in front of the door.
That is awesome.
And then closes it, goes back inside to go get fitted. And I'm thinking, that if that doesn't sum up East Texas.
Hashtag in one, East Texas
hashtag
life.
East Texas. Hold on just a minute. I know you're doing the inseam here, but
did he stick his index finger in his mouth?
Oh, yeah,
and
clean it out?
No. It was just the juice. He didn't have to get rid of the. But, I mean, if he was a real polite man, he would have just swallowed it.
They need to. They need to bring back those commercials, the hairy tongue.
He's like brushing it.
It was like there was a campaign for a while that was no tobacco or whatever.
Oh, I got you.
And it talks about some of the side effects, and one of them is a black hairy tongue.
Yeah.
And the kid literally sticks out his tongue in the mirror and combs the hair on his
tongue. It's disgusting.
So
it is so nasty.
Have you ever, either of you, ever known any girls who dated guys who didn't know that they dipped or chewed until they went out
before?
With them and then
there was a cup in the console?
Yeah,
and
yeah, you talk
I was
about
gonna
it.
Say you must be really like just naive to know so or not know someone
right.
dips.
But that would be a deal
That's
breaker.
A dead deal breaker.
Yeah, don't you think when you hop in the truck and there's a cup right there?
Is that a deal
Honestly,
breaker for you, Chelsea?
For me, I would rather a guy dip than smoke cigarettes.
Okay, well,
okay.
Sure. Okay.
So
I
it's not
that.
A deal breaker. I prefer not,
right.
But I wouldn't say that's like a hardcore deal breaker.
Yeah.
Until she marries him, and then she says, all right, now you need to quit.
Since 1957, Slobodchik Sausage and Schnook has been making the best tasting sausage in Texas from the same family recipe. Slobodchik is the official sausage of Texas A&M Athletics. Whether it's from the grill to the family gathering or from the pit to the neighborhood party, serve the sausage voted best in the Brazos Valley. Serve Slobodchik. Be sure to come in and check out their full-service meat market, relax on the front porch, or grab some fresh kolaches from their bakery on your way out. Slobodchik Sausage, Highway 60 in Schnook.
Here's Brad Beard of Intercon.
Replacement windows, like other major purchase items, will at some time in the future need service, whether warranty or not. If you purchase your replacement windows from Intercon, you'll just phone our local number and we'll take care of your issue in a prompt and professional way. Every one of Intercon's personnel who answer the phone will know how to involve the right people to find a solution. With Intercon, you won't spend hours manipulating through an automated phone tree. If you consider purchasing your replacement windows from another window source, a good exercise would be to call the service department of the other company. You might come away thinking it'd be better to put your trust in a local company with a solid and well-established reputation. Ask your friends and colleagues about the customer experience they had with Intercon. We are proud of our track record and our commitment to long-term customer service. Trust Intercon, a family-owned local business with all of your window needs.
Whether you have new construction or an existing home, let the fine folks from Intercon help your home energy efficiency year-round. Call Brad Beard of Intercon today at 823-3639. That's 823-3639.
Your company's copiers and printers are essential to employee productivity. Don't lose valuable time due to unreliable office equipment. CTWP is the Brazos Valley source for digital office products. CTWP carries a full line of black and white and color multifunctional imaging systems from the best equipment manufacturers in the world, and we provide reliable service and support for all of our products. Keep your business running smoothly with CTWP. Call 979-779-2998 or visit ctwp.com today.
Since 1998, Marblecraft has been the Brazos Valley's premier installer and fabricator of granite countertops, marble showers, and vanities. Hi, I'm Joe Orsak. At Marblecraft, we do residential and commercial remodeling from tear-out to make-ready, including plumbing and electrical services. For a free estimate, give me a call at 846-3881 or check out our website at marblecraftbcs.com. Nothing increases the value of your home like a new kitchen or bathroom. At Marblecraft, it's always our privilege to serve you.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. You know, when I smoked, had I realized that the smell offended people, I would have quit sooner.
You really have?
Yeah, I really would have.
Really?
Because it really bothers me now to be around people who smoke.
Yeah.
And clearly, if you're smoking, you don't notice that.
Right.
But now, pretty much, there are opportunities for them to be separated if they're going to smoke. But
true.
But nonetheless,
true.
I should have realized that.
Mm-hmm.
All right, here you go. News from the world of liquor. The folks who make Bacardi said yesterday that they're going to buy the maker Patron.
Oh, wow.
For $5.1 billion.
Jeez.
Bacardi already held 30% share in the company. Now, here's the deal. This will make Bacardi the number one spirits player in Super Premium segment.
Okay.
They also own Grey Goose.
Mm-hmm.
They own Bombay Sapphire. They own Dewar's. They own Martini.
Wow.
Yeah, and they all own some other premium tequilas. So you're pretty much paying them no matter what.
Yeah.
Did not know about that. Yeah.
So that's that. Netflix news yesterday. They announced they have picked up 8.3 million new streaming subscribers.
Okay. Speaking of, I was kind of waiting for you to let me know when Grace and Frankie was back, and you didn't.
I didn't know.
And it is back.
Okay.
And I've already finished the fourth season.
Have you? Now, Jane Fonda gotten in a little bit of a... Now, wait a minute. Did you binge watch that? Is that right?
I did.
How many episodes is that?
11, but they're 30
Whoa.
Minutes.
Oh, well,
they're
that
30
makes
minutes.
It
they
completely.
Go by so
sure, they do.
Quick.
Well,
they do.
Oh, that's yeah. still, what, 6 hours?
Yeah.
I'm five just, and a half hours?
Yikes.
Who's counting? Mm. Yeah, really. Man.
Yeah.
You watched all 11.
I don't
11.
Binge a lot, now, but I did. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, over like Sunday, Monday, yeah. Saturday,
and I,
Sunday,
and I
Monday.
Did that. I did that with House of Cards and Deadwood. I did yeah. that. I did. Yeah. I sat down and, but again, when
yeah,
it's an
30-minute episodes make a huge difference.
No, that's true.
It's
like
what were you gonna say about Jane Fonda?
Still binge watching. Well, she and Megyn Kelly got into a catfight.
Oh,
ooh.
Yikes!
Because Megyn Kelly asked about her work, her plastic surgery.
Oh,
and she kind of bit back. And,
oh, I would have too. Jane well, Fonda looks phenomenal.
She's 80.
I know.
She's
yeah. I know.
80. Yeah,
but
she
looks
does.
Great.
She, well, you know, it all depends on the doctor. Doesn't
True.
Work. Back tomorrow. WCAW College Station.